like to play me Lady's Chalk Topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant, in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. This is Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host, as I am each and every week. Different episode of the podcast this week. Over the weekend, I had a nasty sinus infection, and I'm still on antibiotics, which means I can't drink until somewhere around Tuesday, and I hurt everywhere. For whatever reason, antibiotics make me very, very sore. They kind of abuse my body. Sitting on a couch for 4 days straight really didn't help matters. But it's a damn shame. I've got a bunch of new records, and I just do not have the energy to sit down here in the basement and freeze my ass off recording them. So what we're doing this week is it is a departure from the usual vinyl-only format, and we're doing something I'll just call punk hits, playing a lot of stuff that I have on my computer, a lot of stuff that might be a little too expensive to track down on LP, or that I just haven't been able to find. A lot of favorites from back in the days of the actual Sunglasses After Dark radio program. And, this next track is a record I've had on order for a couple weeks, and it just keeps getting backordered and backordered for whatever reason, despite being one of the more popular punk albums of the last 30 years. And I am talking of Black Flag's Damaged. This is the first track, the immortal, the amazing rise above.
Don't
from their immortal debut album, How Could Hell Be Any Worse? That was a Bad Religion with We're Only Gonna Die, parenthetical for our own arrogance, covered by many, many, many people, including Sublime on their 40 Ounce to Freedom, in addition to like the billion other covers that are on that record. Before that, NDK with Off the Scope from their NDK record that is on Go-Kart. NDK, one of the many, many choking victim, leftover crack, etc., etc., Morning Glory, name another one. About a billion spinoff bands as part of that whole crew, all of which I think put out at least one good record. You know, they all start to sound the same a little bit, and you know, to what extent they're doing the whole Crack Rock Steady thing. Crack Rock Steady 7, there's another one. You know, it all depends on, you know, how much you like ska or ska core or whatever, but that NDK record is a straight, fast punk record, and I think a lost gem. And we started everything off with Black Flag doing Rise Above from Damaged. Let's see. You know, the Anti-Heroes are a band, I think, that have gotten a lot of, misinterpretation. You can blame American History X for a lot of that. You can also blame that band for, not necessarily, being as anti-fascist, anti-racist as they could be. But, suffice it to say, those first two records, That's Right and Don't Tread on Me, are fantastic. So is Underneath the Underground. I'm a fan. I've seen them play exactly once. They hardly tour. I don't even know if they're together anymore. But, early 90s, oi, street punk, whatever you want to call it, those two are classics. And from that second album, Don't Tread on Me, this is, Hate Edge.
Said you'll never said.
from their complete discography, the unboxed set. That was the Angry Simones with Gas Chamber. Yeah, one of those bands you can fit their entire discography on one CD. There's quite a few songs. They're all very, very short, but they're all on there. Before that, The Clash did White Riot from their self-titled debut LP. One of the records that came in this week, and I will definitely make sure to play next week, was The Clash's Give 'Em Enough Rope. Now, I've heard it on cassette, and I've heard it on CD, and I've got it, you know, ripped to the hard drive, but goddammit. Drastic Plastic Records just put out a reissue of Give 'Em Enough Rope on LP. It's about $18.98. You can get it at drasticplastic.com. They are an Omaha-based record label. Excuse me. They're a record store, but they've recently begun reissuing records, and they're gorgeous. They are near facsimiles on 180 gram vinyl, and they're remastered, and they are made to sound awesome. And Give 'Em Enough Rope is the punk album produced like a rock album. Like, it sounds like a huge, big ass late 70s, early 80s arena rock record. It sounds like if you can imagine the production on a Queen album as applied to that big, bombastic punk sound that The Clash did, that's what you have with Give 'Em Enough Rope. I honestly, of all the Clash records I have, and I've got most of them now on LP, that is the one that it's almost single-handedly makes the case for vinyl versus compact disc. And I suppose it should be mentioned, we started off that set with the Anti-Heroes doing Hate Edge. We're going to get into, it's a little surfy, it's a little 80s, it's a little, skate punky. And, what says skate punk more than Agent Orange? From Living in Darkness, this is Too Young to Die.
Just the way I feel, I don't know why. Well, I learned from my mistakes, this time I will escape. I'm too young to die. Just the way I feel, I don't know why. Well, I learned from my mistakes, this time I will escape. I'm too young to die.
Oh,
From the album A Collection of Pop Classics, Volume 1. That was Reagan Youth with Reagan Youth. Yeah, you know, I really like them. I know Degenerated is, like, the more popular song, but, man, I just like the energy on that one. Before that, Return of the Fly by the Misfits. That is the version off of Static Age. You know, really interesting story behind that. Like, they basically got the money. They got to record a very, very nice studio experience in an album, and it never got released until sometime in the 90s. So, yeah, like, all those other Misfits albums, let's be fair, they sound kind of like shit. And then you get Static Age, which is all of the songs you like that sound phenomenal. It's like a greatest hit, but re-recorded, but not because it was recorded in the late 70s, early 80s. And we started everything off with Agent Orange doing Too Young to Die from Living in Darkness. Yet another album, I believe, has been reissued by Drastic Plastic. If you know anybody who works there, I've sent them an email and requested some stuff for review and for podcast play. You know, maybe put a bug in their ear. Okay. You know, the Anti-Nowhere League is like one of those bands that you see on patches a lot, but most people don't actually listen to them. From their anthology collection, this is probably their most noteworthy song, We Are the League.
We are the League!
We are the league! Carry on.
From the compilation, the Punk Rock Hits, that was GBH with No Survivors, also known as Grievous Bodily Harm, and originally even Charged GBH. There's a reason that album is called the Punk Rock Hits. And towards the middle of the 80s, they got pretty metal, pretty hair metal, actually, and if you see them on a cover looking anything like Poison or like that, don't buy it. Just put it back on the rack and walk away. You will thank me, and you will thank me greatly. Before that, from the album Tanked and Pogoed, that was Blank 77 with I Wanna Be a Punk. Great. God damn, I love Blank 77. Never got to see him play live, but they are fantastic. I love that album especially. And we started everything off with the Anti-Nowhere League doing We Are the League from their anthology collection. For this last set, we're going hardcore. This first track can be considered to be called brocore, and, maybe that... But I will argue it is the last great album that Victory Records put out. Satisfaction is the Death of Desire by Hatebreed is a fantastic release. Probably one of those few sort of crossover metalcore albums that really, this is one of those, my family, blood, you wronged me, stab me in the back, blah, 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 whatever. But the breakdown on this will kick your ass. In the intro, come on. The intro is classic. From Satisfaction is the Death of Desire on Victory Records, this is Hatebreed with Before Dishonor.
You see, it's not the blood you spill that gets you what you want. It's the blood you share, your family, your friendships, your community. These are the most valuable things a man can have.
What makes you think everything in this world that you have? Get away in a world.
forces try to silence our voices, but they can't take away your pride. You won't die. All our lives we have to fight just to survive. They try to run, they try to hide. They insulted my pride. There's nothing left to do but fight. Do or die. All our lives we have to fight just to survive.
From there, Something's Gotta Give release on Epitaph Records, that was Agnostic Front with Do or Die. That tour was one of the best punk rock package tours of the late 90s. Agnostic Front headlined with the U.S. Bombs and Dropkick Murphys. Fuck yeah, that was the most packed I've ever seen the Bottleneck in my entire life. It was oversold. It took me to get from the bathroom to the front door something like 20 minutes. It was ridiculous. There were too many people in there. It was still when smoking was allowed. I probably came as close to getting crushed, dehydrated, whatever, as I ever have, and I've never enjoyed a show more. Considering the fact that the opening acts on that were the Main Street Saints and Kelly's Heroes, which were like the two KC street punk acts of note ever. So probably a show that will never be repeated, but fantastic. And honestly, Agnostic Front, if there's one album you have to own, get Something's Gotta Give. It is a classic. Before that, Warzone did The Sound of Revolution off of the Victory Years. Warzone on Victory Records. Back, you know, when it first started, when they put out things like Hi-Fi and the Roadburners, things like that, when it was less the Screamo label for which it has been known. If you want to take two labels that started out being something that I was a big fan of and then rapidly went to shit, you can take Victory Records in one hand and put Fueled by Ramen in the other and just see which one has turned into more the crap fest. I can't decide. And we started everything out with Hatebreed doing Before Dishonor from Satisfaction is the Death of Desire, also on Victory Records. You know what? Let's go Victory Records, if for no other reason than they've put out reissues of so many of their albums, like, not too long after they've come out with, like, some bullshit, like, two extra songs, and some CD of, like, sampler crapola to try and shill you on other things. Alright, I hope you enjoyed the Punk Hits episode of Sunglasses After Dark. We'll be back next week with the usual hiss, pop, crackle. I've got a bunch of great new stuff from Kind Turkey Records. The new Agrolites record showed up yesterday. You can expect a review of that in the coming week. It is a fantastic reggae album. And so on and so forth. Thank you for listening. remember, you can find us each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can find me online and follow me at Twitter, on Twitter, at NuthousePunks. Remember, Rockstar Journalist has reviews of albums, books, zines, all of the tangible, touchy-feely type stuff in the digital realm, which we call today. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your friends with record labels and bands to send me records. Once again, thank you for listening, and until next week.